Have you been attacked by some evil demon? A spiritual attack? Check in with us if you can. Bill Bean with us. We'll take calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Back with Bill Bean, of course. We'll get to your calls as well. Bill, when you've conducted exorcisms, have you ever been hurt or attacked yourself?
I've never been hurt, but I have been attacked, George, in several of these things. It has, you know, gotten to the point to where now it was a physical struggle.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful again to God for providing me with power to overcome the powers of darkness, because let me tell you, when a person comes under full demonic possession, they have superhuman strength. It is, you know, those demonic forces invade a person in that way, and they will have the superhuman strength, and the eyes will change, and sometimes they'll talk in different voices, and I've seen levitation as well, and just some of the most vile, vulgar, wicked things that you can imagine.
Do you go in with some physical help from somebody, or are you by yourself?
Mostly by myself, for whatever reason, it's supposed to be that way. And I've had some people go with me. In the beginning, you know, I had some people with me, and but God has made it clear to me that for whatever reasons, this is a path that I travel alone, and I'm never really alone because God's with me. And I'll tell you, George, I've been in some very, very dangerous situations, some life-threatening situations. And it is not for the faint of heart. And I'll tell you right now, it has to be a calling from God. I never in a million years aspired to do this, never thought that I would be in this position. But God truly called me to do it, and I would suggest to anyone out there that's listening that might be considering this, please make sure that it is a calling from God on your spirit to do so, because once you step into this arena, it's not very easy to step out. So, you know, I really would suggest that people take the time to pray and ask God, is this what really, you know, what God really wants for them?
It's not for the faint of heart, is it?
No. Not at all. Someday I will write a book on these case files. I've been approached by TV networks as well and production companies about the possibility of a TV series based on my case files and the A Haunting series. I'm the only person in the history of that series to have a reoccurring role, and that's based on my case files. And I thank A Haunting and New Dominion Pictures and my friend Tricia Dozier over there. And, you know, I'm grateful to them for that opportunity. And so this is something that, look, if I had a TV series, wonderful, that's great. But if not, wonderful, that's great. I'm going to keep moving forward no matter what. So I just allow God to guide me in whatever opportunities he will bring my way. And if it's certainly something that he wants me to do, then I'll have that discernment in knowing that it's coming from him, and then I'll follow accordingly.
Bill, when you do an exorcism, how exhausting is it?
It's very exhausting, and it's very, very draining. And again, this is where I have to rely on God and in my faith to recharge me and to re-energize me. I had a period, I'd say about 2 months ago, to where I'd really gotten worn down. I mean, the most worn down I've ever been since I've been doing this. And I have been traveling steadily now for the last 3 years, nonstop. And I had this period to where I was really getting worn down. And what had happened is, unfortunately, in some of these cases, you know, there was mental illness, and sometimes mental illness does go hand in hand with these demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with people in that way, it's especially draining. So I'd really gotten to the point to where I needed a rest, and I was able to take a couple of weeks and just recharge, and now I'm back to 100%. And I thank God for that. I'm back to myself and full bore. And not only, I have to tell you this too, George, and I know, boy, when you and I get together, the time just flies by.
It does. Sure. It sure does.
But I have to say this, you know, when you ask me about the most recent case, which, you know, I'd just gotten home from in Florida, not only was I able to go and help that man and wife, but my uncle, Clifford, who was mentioned prominently, you know, in Dark Force and in The Connection, and I think the other books as well, he's the man responsible for really sowing those seeds with me about faith. He's the one that, you know, he's been a devout Christian his whole life, very good man, and, you know, he's 80 years old now, and he suffered a major stroke last year, and it's really devastated him because it's left him partially paralyzed on his left side. And I got a chance to see him, George. It was the first time I'd seen him in about 10 years, and he lives about 15 minutes away from where that husband and wife live in that area of Florida. And I was able to go there and spend time with him and my aunt. And I was so grateful for that. That was such a great opportunity. And again, I thank God for it, because it was very important that I went there and let him know how much I appreciated him and his goodness and the positive influence that he was on me in my life, and planting those seeds with me of hope and faith, where when my life was so dark and such a shambles and so hopeless and helpless, he was there as a positive force to reinforce faith and to introduce me to true faith in God. So I'm grateful to him for that. And he cried, you know, when I said that to him. So it was a very, very wonderful opportunity to get a chance to see him and to thank him. And it just made my whole trip.
How do you know that you're not dealing with someone who's mentally ill as opposed to someone who's truly possessed?
Some are mentally ill, George. And even though they're mentally ill, being on that low frequency and low vibration will attract negative demonic forces as well. So I have to be very, very careful when dealing with people like that, because yes, there is a mental illness that's present, and you know, sometimes it's autism, sometimes it's schizophrenia, and so you have to be very careful. Again, I allow God to guide me in different ways for each person, and so when it comes to someone like that, I take a totally different approach, but I'm there just the same, and certainly will do anything I can in any way, shape, or form to help that person.
All right, let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you. We'll go to Brooklyn, New York to start. Leah is with us. Hello, Leah. Good morning.
Hey, eternal blessing, Sabbath, peace, shalom. This is Leah, like in Princess Leia.
All right, great.
Hey, I wanted to ask Brother Bean about what he picked up on me. I've been listening to you, Brother Bean, for a while on Coast to Coast AM, and I have been attacked so much in my life. I've been a believer in Jesus Christ for 35 years, but God has kept my mind. I've been attacked in every area of my life, but I'm still going strong in him. What do you pick up about me and my life, Brother Bean, please?
God bless you, dear sister, and I want you to know this, just as it was for me. Now, no person is better than another, but God does have bigger callings for some people. And I'm telling you right now that God has a tremendous calling for you in your life, and you have been robbed for many years. This is robbery that's taking place. The enemy and his minions are robbing you, and he's trying to destroy you as well to keep you from getting to where God wants and needs you to be. So this is where real warrior mode must come into play now. And you must get into this faith, strength, and courage to say, you know what? I know that God's with me and for me, so nothing's going to stand against me, and I'm going to kick the devil right in the teeth out of my life. And I want you to send me an email after the show. I won't answer it until I return from New York, but I promise you I will answer it. And I'm going to help you in any way that I can to break all of these curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and blocks, and I want you to move forward in a great way.
Bill, why is this happening to people?
It's happening more and more because I think more and more demons are being loosed on the earth. I truly do, George. So many people are coming under this type of attack, and they feel hopeless. They feel blocked. They feel cursed. They feel like they just can't move forward in life. They're stuck. They can't find happiness anymore. They feel isolated. This is all straight out of the devil's playbook, divide and conquer. And, George, before we take the next call, I have to say this to you. My dear friend, my brother from another mother, Bob Sigmund, loves you. He has been listening to your show for many, many years, and he has asked me to please say hi to you and let you know how awesome that he thinks you are.
You thank him for me, okay?
I sure will.
Super. And hi, Bob. Let's go to Jackson in Bristol, Tennessee now. Hey, Jackson, go ahead, sir.
Hey, George. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bill, a couple of questions about exorcism. I've heard in the news lately that Italy has had an overwhelming demand for exorcism that they're actually going to start doing them by phone now. What do you think about that?
It's possible, and I'll tell you why, Jackson. I do it myself. So when I'm, you know, I'm always traveling, but when I'm home, and I want to say this, I give a lot of credit to my wonderful wife who puts up with me. I mean, I'm an absentee husband a lot, and thank God for her. It's all I can say that she puts up with that. But when I'm home, I do international Skype and phone sessions with people. God has worked through me to help people in 40 different countries, and a lot of that is via phone. I've helped people in places like India, Pakistan, Egypt, you name it. God has worked through me to help them. So it is possible, because right now, the way we're talking, you're hearing my voice. And if I were to do something right now in a spiritual way, it would be the same thing as me being right there in front of you. This is the power of God, and this is through frequency and vibration. So when God spoke the world into existence, that came from the frequency and vibration of his voice.
I've heard people who do healings can also work the phones and have some pretty good results.
No question about it, George. And this goes back to, you know, these are gifts. God bestows gifts upon us. And it's just like the people who are gifted in being able to do the remote viewing and things of that nature. I believe it's true. I have no doubt about it. These are gifts from God and abilities that these people are able to do. And God puts different callings on a person's life in different ways. So it is possible. I mean, I look back on some of these. George, I had a session with a family from France one time, and this was probably about 3 years ago. They couldn't speak English. I couldn't speak French. There was no interpreter. But yet,
it worked.
It did work, and the lady sent me a letter in English thanking me because their lives were changed, they were free from all of it, and they have moved forward, and they're doing very well. So that is the power of God.
We have texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Bill?
This one in from Carly in Indiana. Can a person's strong mind protect them from being possessed by evil? In other words, if you tell yourself it won't happen, will that safeguard you?
Is that enough, Bill, to fight it off?
In my opinion, no. And it is great to have a strong mind, and it's great to be in that positive mindset. But I recommend, and I can't twist anybody's arm to do anything, but please seek God in these matters and pray to God and ask God to deliver you from this, or reach out to somebody like me, and God will work through me to take it, or someone else, whomever it may be. But it is of the utmost importance that if a person feels that they're under some type of spiritual attack, they need to reach out right away before that turns into something really, really bad.
Mary in New Jersey, take it away. Hi, Mary.
Hello, everybody. I have a question about angels. Like Michael, Gabriel, guardian angels, they appear as men. Can they also appear as an angel with wings?
Yes, Mary, absolutely, because I've seen them. And there is no question that they, and demons as well, they do, and I don't understand it. You know, God has never revealed to me why they have wings. But yes, they can appear to have wings. And I'm thinking right now of a case in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where I performed an exorcism over a lady there. And after it was over with, you know, once these deliverances take place, then I have to go through the entire home to make sure that no demons are hiding or lurking anywhere. And it was during the course of this that I came within 6 feet of this very tall, at least 7 feet tall, this black shadow-esque entity with wings that had these glowing red eyes. And I said, by the mighty power of Yahweh in Jesus' name, I bind and rebuke you, foul demon, and I cast you out. And I had this holy mixture in my hand, and I threw it 3 times, and that thing let out a screech like I have not heard before or since. And it was so powerful, it rattled the windows, and then it departed. So, yes, I have. And there's times that I've asked God to send his giant warrior angels, and then you start to see angels or white balls of light or, like, Arctic blue balls of light, like icy type of blue. And when you see those types of things, God's angels are there.
What is it about holy water, blessed holy water, that drives these entities nuts?
It just has something to do with the invocation. So when we are blessing water or oil, and I use a combination of holy water, holy oil, holy salt, and other things like frankincense as well. When we're using these types of things, and I pray over all of these things and say a blessing over all of them before I go into any type of spiritual battle. When we do these things, we're invoking the power of God over them. So it is not the object itself. Same thing for a cross. There's no power in that. The power comes when we're invoking the power of God over that and through that.
Next up, let's go to Peter in Florida. Welcome to the program, Peter. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Norrie. Before I get started with Bill there, I need to apologize to you and Tom and Lisa. Back in 2015, you all tried to help me get my pension from the VA, but because I'm so stubborn and hard-headed, I don't like to receive gifts. I would rather give gifts. And I got it all settled and figured out, and I will start receiving my pension in about a year and a half from the VA, because when I signed up when I was 17, I signed some papers, and I would not receive my pension until I turned 70 years old.
Ah.
So it's no big deal.
At least it finally happened, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good.
And getting on to your guest, Bill, the power of prayer is so important, very important. God gave us our own free will, which is number one. And because we have our own free will, we can do so much for others, and it's better to do for others than to do for yourself. Case in point, back, I guess it was May 28th or May 29th, and it was like 2 days before everybody got their checks, and these two friends were arguing about $2, about the other person owed him $2, and he was going to hit him over the head with a stick. I said, hey, stop right there. I paid the other gentleman the $2. The guy that owed him the money, I gave him $2. And I said, hey, you and I are going to go get two slices of pizza, which I'm going to pay for, and a glass of iced tea. And he said, what? Like he couldn't believe it. But that's what I did.
Kindness works.
Yes, it does. And it's better to give than to receive.
That's so true, Bill.
I'm in total agreement, and it's a wonderful story. I'm in total agreement, and I feel the same way, that any time that I could be of service and give something to someone, it brings such great joy to me. So I'm in 100% agreement.
Bill, your website, of course, is your name, billbean.net. People can write to it, and like you said, if they can't afford the book, you can get them a PDF file?
Absolutely. For anybody out there, if you're having a hard time, you just contact me, and I will send you a free PDF copy, because it's very important for you to get this message. And again, like I said in the beginning, that it is, a synopsis of the previous three books, but then by the time it gets to mid-book, it becomes an instruction manual on how you can have that close relationship and that personal connection with God, and then how you could get into that warrior mode and kick the devil right out of your life.
And it's called The Connection. And we're going to come back with final phone calls with Bill Bean next on Coast to Coast AM. And we are back. Our final segment with Bill Bean. I'm George Norrie. His book is called The Connection. He is an exorcist. He is a spiritual warrior. You have gotten tough with this, Bill, haven't you?
Yeah, I have to be. I mean, look at my background. Look at where I've been. And that's why I'm able to do this. I could not be where I'm at now had I not been there. It was necessary for me to be there and live in the way that I did. And I truly have suffered, and my loved ones suffered greatly. And it was all part of the journey. So when someone makes contact with me, George, they, if they've done any type of research into me at all, then they know that I'm for real, that I have been there. So there's an automatic instant connection, because I can relate with those people. And I could be the biggest hotshot in the world, but if I've never had the personal experience, well, then there's no way to relate or connect with someone who has.
Any regrets?
No regrets at all. I guess the only regret would be is that I didn't, I was very held back in the beginning because, you know, as we've covered before, that, you know, after the death of my mother and grandmother, I had to lie about my age and quit school and in the eighth grade. And so I felt intellectually inadequate because of that. So it held me back for many, many years in sharing my story. But, you know, the flip side of that is to look at it and say, okay, well, God does everything in his time. And I think that it was certainly the perfect time for God for this all to come into fruition. And, you know, I've never looked back since. I just look forward.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda in Windsor, Ontario, right by Detroit. Hi, Linda.
Hi, I certainly am right by Detroit.
Yes, you are.
George, you've got a wonderful, awesome guest again on tonight. And I thank you so much. Just love your show, and you are loved so much. And Bill Beam, you too. You are amazing. And I said a prayer to God. I said, where are your people? Where are your warriors? And I was expecting Lionel to speak, and then I hear Bill Beam, and I go, wow, like, you are tremendous. I am getting all your four books to read. That's how much I am so impressed by you tonight. And
thank
my question
so much,
is, a few nights ago, George had a guest on, and she talked about how this group, is elite group, are turning people into technical nano-knives people, and it's flirting with their self-will. I mean, not self-will, their free will. It's hindering their creativity that God had created in us. How's God going to deal with this? Because we're spiritual people, and how can we not be nanonized slaves?
And that's a great question. And again, I thank you, my dear, and I truly appreciate your kind words, and God bless you. I feel that there is something to what you're saying, and this that what is being said, and I think that the end game here, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I think through some of these technological devices, such as CERN and D-Wave computers and other things, 5G and whatever other things that are out there, are having an effect on the human mind some, and I think it's influencing behavior. The devil is certainly in the details, and God is allowing this for a short time. And the reason that God is allowing this is because he wants to see, this is the great deception, this is the ultimate test of faith, and he wants to see who the real warriors are, who's really standing up and who's really trying to do good and right. And again, we are in a time like no other, so it is super important for us to have our strong and close connection with God because of the things that are here and because of the things that are coming. So for me in my life, I pray over every single thing. I wouldn't even put a stick of gum in my mouth unless I prayed over it, because I know that by praying over it, God will bless it. Even if it's poison, God will bless it. And the same thing with the air, with the chemtrails, and with the frequencies and vibrations coming from the cell towers and all these other things that are having a negative, adverse impact and influence on the human mind. This is where we must turn to God, and he will guard our minds and our hearts and our spirits, and we have to do our part too. And our part is to keep our connection strong with him and remain in that warrior mode.
We'll take your text and tweets during open lines next hour, but we've got one for Bill now from Tom.
This one's from Daryl in Nebraska. Please ask Bill if his exorcism work makes him vulnerable to having the evil entity enter his body.
We talked about that earlier. Bill, I'll let you chat about that.
Yeah, absolutely not. And the reason that I say that is because of the power of God. So God has called me to do this work, and God really does keep me in his hedge of protection, and I thank God and praise God for that. This is not my power. This is the power of God that's working through me to help people. And so, therefore, I'm in 100% faith and confidence that God truly is keeping me in his hedge of protection 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for life. So I fear not. I'm in the order of David. Am I David? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm in the order of. And that's why God had such great favor on David, because he walked in that warrior mode of that faith, strength, and courage.
We're going to Constantino in Honolulu, Hawaii, west of the Rockies, obviously. Hi, Constantino. Go ahead.
Hi, George. And, you are right. All the religions you belong to now, living in your
And you have been called by the Lord. Truly you have the prophecy of Christ in you, living in you. And the scripture says that. Remember, Paul, we call you persecute all the Christians. And yet you've been changed. So look at Trump. He has called by the Lord. I agree with you 100%. Fulfilling the scriptures in Revelation. When the Antichrist will come, he will come by Jerusalem. Right now, the devil knows his time is short, brother.
Well, let's talk about the devil for a moment, if we can, Bill, because when we're dealing with demons and exorcisms, aren't we also talking about the devil? Isn't he part of all of that?
He's the engineer behind it all. I mean, you know, he is the one that's the director. And so, absolutely, I mean, we're dealing with the devil and his minions and his fallen angels and unclean spirits and powers and principalities and reptilian forces that are in league with the devil. These are all part of Hasatan, Satan, the devil's kingdom. And God, I'm convinced on this. Now, look, God has never spoken to me and told me that this is so, but this is what I believe, that the devil serves a purpose. So when God created us, he gave us free will. And originally, the devil was the choir director in heaven, and he was in charge of the music and the praise and worship for God. But I know that Yahweh knew he was going to rebel and become the adversary to man. And so in order to have free will, there must be an adversary to mankind. And I think that's why Yahweh, God, has kept the devil around for all this time, because of our free will.
You're probably right on that. Ronald in Virginia, it's your turn, Ronald. Let's get you in.
Hey, yes, let me show you.
I'm going to have Tom check out his phone and see what's wrong with that. But let's move on to Ann in Anchorage, Alaska, first-time caller. Hello, Annie.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I have a question for Bill. Evil, you talk about evil. Can you explain, like, does that come into a form, a force, like a powerful force? I'm just trying to feel... I just want to know if there's other entities out there or other things than just being possessed or something moves into you.
Explain evil, Bill.
Yeah, and thank you very much for your call and your question. And the best definition and explanation for evil, again, goes right back to what I said, that a rebellion took place and there became this adversary of man and to man, and he serves a purpose, and the purpose is to put human beings through miseries as a test of faith. And so God doesn't demand that we worship him. He doesn't take our free will from us. He doesn't say, you must do this in this way to worship me. So we have free will. And by having free will, there are certain issues and challenges and hardships and atrocities that even take place due to that free will, because of the adversary to mankind that exists. And yes, evil does exist in the feeling of a negative, powerful force. It also does exist in the seeing of a manifestation, whether that is a black figure, you know, with red eyes, or it's manifesting in some type of human form in a sinister way. Absolutely. And look, in the vastness of the universe, certainly I believe that Yahweh created life elsewhere out there. I don't understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. I've had many experiences in that way with, you know, vast UFO experiences. And are some of these quote-unquote alien beings in league with the devil? Yes, I believe that. But I've also had many divine experiences that involved UFOs that I have no doubt I felt protected and I know came from God. And furthermore, you know, there are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about UFOs and people don't take the time to study. There's a big difference between reading the Bible and say, oh, I read the Bible. Study it. Use it as a study book and decipher it and decode it. And you'll see what I'm talking about, that there are many mentions in there a flying craft. So, again, I do believe that God created life elsewhere out there. I don't have all the answers, but I certainly believe that there are beings who are perhaps part of the heavenly host in line with God's angels. And then there are these other types of beings that are part of the devil's kingdom that he has set up there.
Okay, let's take a few final calls here. Stephen in New Mexico, welcome to the program, Stephen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. I have a couple quick questions for Bill.
Sure.
I'm gonna try to break this story down. I've already in my mind got it broke down pretty good. So what happened to me was I just moved back to New Mexico from Houston, and it was shortly after the hurricane. I came down here and found out that my aunt was, or up here and found out that my aunt was, you know, had it was, the cancer was pretty much terminal, and I had planned on moving up here to help my cousin's company. Well, my family from home, my mom and dad decided to come visit me and to visit my aunt because her days were getting shorter. And while my parents were here, I took my dad to this little church in this small town that I went to that I've seen the Holy Spirit come out of people in that church, and I've felt the presence of God in the church. But now the preacher, on the other hand, I've been leery of him. Something in my body tells me. I come from Christian Baptist, but something tells me there's something weird about him. But when I took my dad, he just kept pointing us out of the crowd, and he took oil, and he kept looking at me real weird, and he put oil on my head and said a few things. Well, after that, they were going to take me back home to Houston to get one of my other vehicles, my last vehicle, and something out of nowhere, none of us seen it, went through the front of my parents' vehicle. And I had been having bad feelings ever since we had went to church. Well, these weird events happened, and we couldn't explain them. Nobody really seen it, my mom nor my dad, and they were both up front, didn't see it. But then all these weird events, well, I'm going to breeze through some more real quick, but it ends up that while they're down, after they go back, I'm down here in this new house that I just got all my stuff into, but we put an AC in there. And when the guy put the AC in, he came in. It was just all weird with this guy being there, and a bird actually flew in the hallway and landed on my landlord's arm and just looked around and then flew out. Well, then a little bit later, my uncle died. And then ever since then, it's been birds and birds and birds. And then a couple weeks after my uncle died, my house burnt down. There's something. I've been telling everybody I feel it. I'm so grateful to get to speak with you tonight. There's some force right now. I don't know what it is, but there's a force, and I can't identify it. It won't show itself. And I actually have seen my grandparents when they passed away. I've tried to tell other people that story as well. And, you know, some people, my parents believe me because my dad witnessed the same thing. So I have the ability to see things like that, but this force will not show itself, but it continues to try to destroy me.
How does he get rid of it, Bill?
Well, I'm going to ask you to contact me after the show. Just send an email to me now. I'm leaving for New York in the morning. I'm appearing at my dear friend Mara Geist event there in Brewster, New York, and I look forward to seeing her, Mike Supa, and everybody that's going to be there. And
email you through your website?
Yes. Right. Please email me, and my assistant, Melinda, will get back, and then we will start a dialogue. I'm very busy, but I'm never too busy to help somebody, and I certainly, by the power of God working through me, will help you.
BillBean.net, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. You can send an email to him that way. And again, it might take him a little bit to get back to you, but he'll work on it. That's the kind of guy he is. Bill, I only have about a minute left or so. What's your next travels? What do you do next?
Well, and George, I want to thank you again. It's always so great to be on with you. It's amazing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You and I could talk all night long, and it just flows.
We could.
Like butter.
We could.
And thank you to everybody out there for listening in, and God bless you, George, and everybody out there. And I'm excited. I'm making an appearance tomorrow at this place in Brewster, New York. That's in the Hudson Valley, by the way. The UFO hub, we'll have to talk about that another time, George. And the last time I was out that way, I did have a UFO sighting right out in the Hudson Valley. And so this is called Love's Blessings event tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. in Brewster, New York. The event's already sold out, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm very excited about it, very much looking forward to it. And then after that, it's down to the, well, I'll be going to Florida again to help a family there, and then it goes on from there, California. It's nonstop, but the next appearance I'll be making will be in the Outer Banks in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. My good friend Mike Beatty has a place called OBX, Paparazzi OBX venue. Beautiful venue down there.
Sound like you've got it all. Bill, thanks again. Let's be in touch. Up next, Friday the 13th, open lines.